hunting people. If he met me in the woods, it was always off with his helmet, and I hopes I finds you well, Mistress Og. And next day he'd send his butler down with a couple of bottles or something. He was a proper king.
Hunting people isn't really right, though, said McGrath.
Well, no, Granny Weatherwax conceded. But it was only if they'd done something bad. He said they enjoyed it, really. He used to let them go, if they gave him a good run.
And then there was that great hairy thing of his, said Nanny Og.
There was a perceptible change in the atmosphere. It became warmer, darker, filled at the corners with the shadow of unspoken conspiracy.
Ah, said Granny Weatherwax distantly, his droit de seigneur.
Needed a lot of exercise, said Nanny Og, staring at the fire.
But next day he'd send his housekeeper round with a bag of silver and a hamper of stuff for the wedding, said Granny. Many a couple got a proper start in life, thanks to that.
Ah, agreed Nanny. One or two individuals, too.
Every inch a king, said Granny.
What are you talking about? Said McGrath suspiciously. Did he keep pets? The two witches surfaced from whatever deep current they had been swimming in. Granny Weatherwax shrugged. I must say, McGrath went on in severe tones, if you think so much of the old king, you don't seem very worried about him being killed. I mean, it was a pretty suspicious accident.
That's kings for you, said Granny. They come and go, good and bad. His father poisoned the king we had before.
That was old Thargum, said Nanny Og. Had a big red beard, I recall. He was very gracious too, you know.
Only now no one must say Felmet killed the king, said McGrath.
What?
Said Granny. He had some people executed in Loncra the other day for saying it, McGrath went on. Spreading malicious lies, he said. He said anyone saying different will see the insides of his dungeons. Only not for long. He said Verence died of natural causes.
Well, being assassinated is natural causes for a king, said Granny. I don't see why he's so sheepish about it. When old Thargum was killed, they stuck his head on a pole, had a big bonfire, and everyone in the palace got drunk for a week.
I remember, said Nanny. They carried his head all round the villages to show he was dead. Very convincing, I thought, especially for him. He was grinning. I think it was the way he would have liked to go.
I think we might have to keep an eye on this one, though, said Granny. I think he might be a bit clever. That's not a good thing in a king. And I don't think he knows how to show respect.
A man came to see me last week to ask if I wanted to pay any taxes, said McGrath. I told him no.
He came to see me too, said Nanny Og. But our Jason and our Wayne went out and told him we didn't want to join.
Small man, bald, black cloak, said Granny thoughtfully.
Yes, said the other two.
He was hanging about in my raspberry bushes, said Granny. Only when I went out to see what he wanted, he ran away.
Actually, I gave him tuppence, said McGrath. He said he was going to be tortured, you see, if he didn't get witches to pay their taxes. Lord Felmet looked carefully at the two coins in his lap. Then he looked at his tax gatherer.
Well,
he said. The tax gatherer cleared his throat. Well, sir, you see, I explained about the need to employ a standing army, etc., and they said why? And I said, because of bandits, etc., and they said bandits never bothered them.
And civil works?
Ah, yes. Well, I pointed out the need to build and maintain bridges, etc.
And?
They said they didn't use them.
Ah, said the Duke knowledgeably. They can't cross running water.